This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Megan Boisenot, the animal control officer in the town of Ipswich. And Megan, you've been making some news this week with the rabid fox that bit three people. So I guess give us the latest on that story.
The latest on that story is the fox in question was actually euthanized by a resident, and the fox was sent into the state lab and tested for rabies. That test did come back positive. So all three victims of the attack are being treated medically by medical professionals.
Now, as I understand the story, the fox was classically raiding some chickens. Does that sound right? When the owner of the chickens shot the fox, does that sound right?
Yes, the fox was actively trying to take a chicken out of his chicken coop, and he actually euthanized the fox, not by gunshot.
Well, tell me about the victims here that were bitten by the fox. What were some of their stories? How did they encounter the fox? Where was it? Was it over a large area or time? Or were they all very close by to one another?
So the incidents occurred within about three and a half hours of, you know, the first incident. And all three people were just in their backyards doing, you know, spring cleanups, things in their backyards. And none of them saw the fox actively roaming the area. They kind of locked eyes with the fox right as the fox figured them a good target.
I got you. Okay. Well, then another reason not to do yard work, I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good way to get out of it.
Well, with what are other issues that you typically run into in Ipswich as the animal control officer? There must be a lot of foxes in Ipswich, really, to be quite honest with you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of wildlife, anything from your typical raccoons and skunks to foxes, coyotes, a lot of wildlife calls, just people call and tell us they've seen wildlife. We do get calls for sick or injured wildlife hit by cars, but this is the first time in my career I've seen a human attacked by a wild animal.
Yeah, and three of them by the one animal, and that whole series of shots that they go through, right? That hasn't changed. That's still a long, ongoing kind of a painful process, I imagine. Does that sound right?
Yes, it's a lot of shots, and I believe they happen over a 3-week span of time.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you one last thing, Megan, about the animal control issues in the town of Ipswich, because you have your own what do you call that? Building structure. I wanted to
Our
say
own animal shelter.
Yeah, I was going to say kennel, but that's not right. That's just for dogs. But animal shelter. So tell me about that, and it's getting bigger. And what? Tell me all about that. What's going on there?
So we're a really lucky town. We have our own town-owned animal shelter. It's a building in Ipswich where we can house cats and dogs. And we're even more privileged that we are partnered with a humane group called the Ipswich Humane Group, and they work their humane group out of our building. And it's a really interesting partnership. So the humane group actually donated about $65,000 to the town to put on an addition, so we have a room specifically for dogs. And now our air exchange is actually separate. So there's separate ventilation units for cats and dogs, lowering the stress level for both species of animals.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but is that some place where folks that are interested in, you know, kind of adopting or, you know, they would go to a place like that and take a look?
Yeah, so we do a lot of cats. We do have less dogs. We do try to stay very local with helping local families or local animal control officers. So we do a lot of intakes on cats. Kitten season's, you know, upon us or right around the corner, and we do take in a lot of pregnant females or litters of kittens. So people call us to adopt animals. We have an adoption process, you know, a whole team of people and a board with the humane group that work for the adoption process and to keep the building and the program running.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Megan, great talking with you. Anything else to share with us regarding either one of those two things regarding animal and animal control issues in Ipswich?
I think it's just really important for anybody, whether they live in Ipswich or other towns, to understand and realize that incidents like this shouldn't keep you from enjoying your outdoor time. Just be vigilant. You know, sweep your yard before you go out. If you think you see a sick animal, call your local police department or animal control. We'll come out and take a look at it. If it does appear injured or sick, you know, we will take care of the issue. If it's a healthy animal, we're happy to give advice on how to make your yard not a pleasant place for that animal to be and have it move along to somewhere else.
Yeah. Great. Well, Megan, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us, and certainly best of luck to those three victims, and we'll be thinking of them. So, again, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
Megan Bossino, the Animal Control Officer, Town of Ipswich, with us. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.